American Family News. I'm Musky Pugh. Improved weather conditions could help firefighters get control of the deadly Los Angeles wildfires. Mary Ann Rafferty has more.
Fire crews in Los Angeles are scrambling to contain deadly wildfires as Santa Ana winds intensify. A fire warning remains in effect across the region until Wednesday. Winds could gust up to 50 miles per hour along the coast and as high as 70 miles per hour in the mountains. Officials warn these conditions could spark new fires and threaten the progress already made. The fires have left vast paths of destruction, destroying entire communities.
Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney gives an update on when residents can return to the evacuation zones.
Unfortunately, those conversations are not going to begin until the next predicted red flag ends on Wednesday. So please rest assured that first thing Thursday, we will start talking about repopulation in evacuation order and warning areas.
At least 24 people have been killed by these fires, and more than a dozen people are missing. A reported breakthrough in talks to end the war in Gaza. Jonathan Savage has more.
There's been significant progress in negotiations between Israel and Hamas over a ceasefire and hostage release deal. That's according to officials speaking anonymously to the AP. Mediators from the United States are helping discussions, including President-elect Donald Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff, who joined talks in recent days. It's reported delegates from Qatar are pushing Hamas to make a deal, Witkoff said to be putting pressure on the Israelis. Fighting in Gaza has been going on for 15 months, and Hamas still holds 98 Israeli hostages, 36 of whom have been declared dead. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The first of President Trump's cabinet nominees will face Congress during their confirmation hearings in the coming days. John Scott reports.
The Senate Armed Service Committee is set to hold its first confirmation hearings this week. On Tuesday, they'll hear from President-elect Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and the nominee for Secretary of Veterans Affairs, former Congressman Doug Collins. Wednesday will feature hearings for South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Senator Marco Rubio, and Pam Bondi. Billionaire Scott Bessent will have his hearing on Thursday.
A military analyst and former naval ship commander says the huge island of Greenland is a very important strategic outpost that Donald Trump has suggested should be purchased by the U.S. Chad Groening has more.
As we have reported on AFN, incoming President Donald Trump has made it clear that he believes it is critical to American national security for the United States to control both the Panama Canal and Greenland. In the case of the latter, Trump's son Donald Trump Jr. recently paid a visit to the island, where he was warmly greeted by the native population. Denmark has rejected any suggestion that it sell the vast land to the United States. When asked if he would rule out using military or economic force in order to take over Greenland or the canal, he responded, quote, "No, I can't assure you on either of those two." Kirk Lippold commanded the USS Cole when it was attacked by terrorists in 2000. He thinks the Monroe Doctrine can certainly apply to the 21st century.
We had the Louisiana Purchase. We've had Seward's Folly with Alaska. Now, Trump may be doing it in a rather undiplomatic and rather transactional manner. But at the end of the day, we're entering into a discussion on, does the Danish government have an interest in allowing Greenland to be purchased by the United States and possibly be considered a territory or a state? Why not have those discussions?
Lippold says Greenland is an extremely important strategic outpost.
I think what Trump is really saying is, look, we want to continue to use Greenland to ensure that if we have a resurgent Russia coming out of Ukraine, we want to be able to track and contain them as necessary. So the blunt reality is the status quo today is failing to meet U.S. national security interests. Therefore, it needs to be a challenge across the political spectrum.
I'm Chad Groening.
World stocks retreated on Monday after U.S. stocks fell as good news on the job market added to inflation worries. More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Pugh.